Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's 6:36.
Oi.
I did some fishing yesterday and I got chewed up by the skeeters. Ooh-wee.
Oh, yeah, skeeters love you, man.
I was over in, I went to a Water Villet, as I like to call it.
Yeah, it's Water Villet.
Water Villet, and I was there at Flaherty Park. Anyway, you got Mill Creek there, and that's a trout stream. It's a type 1 trout stream, so I was out there doing a little fly fishing. Got a couple bites, didn't snag anything, but I'm going to...
One of these days, they're going to be hitting hot.
Dude, and I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them all.
You know?
Don't even bother going to Mill Creek, because I'm going to catch all the trout.
That's the thing with fishing, man, and I'm starting to learn that about fishing. You think you go out there and you just going to smash it
just
every time.
Just slay it.
No, you don't. And no fisherman, it's like a gambler. No fisherman will tell you about all the downtime.
Oh, yeah.
No gambler will tell you about all the money he put into the machine, but he'll tell you about the fish he caught.
That is the perfect analogy
But
for
he will
that.
Not tell you about the 9 hours of sitting there.
With nothing.
Waiting for that fish.
Unfortunately, I've had a couple of losing streaks at the old fishing table, so I'm ready for a big day.
But you know what, man? You got to put the time in.
You do.
You
got to keep that lure wet, man.
And like you said right there, you got to have a lure in the water. If the lure's not in the water, you're not going to catch anything.
Nothing.
So you got to put the time in.
Got to keep that rod wet.
Yeah.
Get your rod in there, all right? Yeah. Stick it in there.
Into that nice, moist lake.
All the way in. You're going to go real deep into that.
Deep.
We ruined it. You know what? We had a nice little bit there,
right?
And then we just ruined it. Way to go, Hunter.
Maybe you'll get that fleshlight bass you've been trying to catch.
I'm trying to, man. I'm trying to.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Well, good news, Five Finger Death Punch and Breaking Benjamin have enjoyed their co-headlining tour so much, they've added a leg of the tour in the fall. It kicks off November 6th in Wichita, wraps up December 11th in Portland, Maine. From Ashes to New, we'll open the entire tour with Bad Wolves supporting November 6th to the 26th, In Flames from the 29th through December 11th. And tickets for this new leg of the tour go on sale Friday. They're going to be in Grand Rapids sooner than later.
Nice.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Bad Wolf done anything else besides that cover of the Cranberries?
They do have a new track out right now with Diamante, which is, I'm not going to lie, a little bit poppier sounding. Mm-hmm. Still a good track, but they're still, I mean, when you have a song as big as Zombie, you run that out until...
I was just wondering, though, because I was thinking, damn, they just did a cover of one song and now they're like out on tour, killing it, just making all this money. I'm like...
Well, now, if you remember when Ivan of Five Finger kind of had a little bit of a meltdown.
Oh, their lead singer went over. Okay.
The lead singer from Bad Wolves, and I don't even know if Bad Wolves were really a thing yet. Anyway, he was going to be the one filling in for Ivan. I cannot think of his name
for
life.
He did for a little bit, didn't he?
I think he did like one or two shows.
Because Ivan came right back.
Yeah, right back. We'll wait and see. But they're running out Zombie for as long as they can, but more power to them on that.
Yeah, Ivan was out for like, 2 weeks and finally realized, damn, I got a really good gig.
I'm going to get back in there.
Right.
I'm going to get back in there. Lastly, a documentary that features a recreation of Soundgarden's last show will air on Reels on August 12th. Autopsy, The Last Hours of Chris Cornell, is part of a documentary-style series that investigates controversial and sudden deaths of celebrities. The show's producer staged a reenactment of Soundgarden's final performance at Detroit's Fox Theater on May 17th in 2017, using Shepherd's Bush Hall in England as a stand-in. Two of the actors involved in the shoot, Paul Aries, who played Chris Cornell, and Andrew Shire, who played bassist Ben Shepherd, posted photos of the shoot that they later deleted. I am actually very excited to see that.
Yeah.
It's crazy that it's been that long already, but I'll let you guys know if there's a different place you can see it, if it's just on Reels, because if you don't have cable, you're not going to be able to get it. You might have to get it on like Amazon Prime or something like that. So, but there you go. That's your rock news. We'll be back.